Poor foolish Weaselington. Your primitive brain cells can't comprehend how your loyal butler has been replaced by a creature from an exterior realm. My disruptions to this primitive world's timelines are almost complete. I must maintain this masquerade for only a few moments more.
Doc, Mr. Weaselington? Are you alright? Jenkins, fetch some water, quickly! I think he's passed out.
Naturally, Miss Refractor.
With all rapidity, please!
I'll check in on Mr. Weaselington's guests as well.
If I've told him once, I've told him 1,000 times. Lay off the local hooch, it always floors him. Time weasels. Cheap dates, the lot of them. Come on, Dr. Weasel, you must sit up.
Yes,
Doctor, you're a very silly weasel. There we go, into your big comfy armchair. Now, isn't that better than the nasty old floor?
Jenkins, have a key in the
door to Marjorie Parks. That does sound like a bit of a kerfuffle. Now, don't be saying anything you'll regret later, like how much you've always loved having me around.
Shut up, Goose! We're in real trouble. This is Jenkins. He's the chameleonic alien.
What? The butler? Never would have seen that coming in a million years.
To save all of time and space, Dr. Weasel and Advic Goose must face off against an entity from beyond the cosmos, with only their wits, a sugar spoon, and a copious supply of tea between them and total chronal disaster for the Earth. In Dr. Weasel and the Importance of Being Weasel, Part 5.
Steady on, Doctor. If he's poisoned you, you're lucky to still be alive.
That's okay, Avic. He didn't know I had a redundant 5-lobe time weasel liver. Had I actually been Everard Weaselington, I don't think we'd actually be having this conversation.
Which means the time weasels were right to send you here in the first place. Now, what are we going to do about it?
Not so much we, old chum. More you.
Whatever do you mean, Dr. Weasel?
We can't reveal ourselves to Time Natives. That would cause the exact problems we've been trying to avert.
Yes, I followed that. But why can't the pair of us help jam that time ring on his monstery digits together?
Because, Advek, he thinks he's knocked me for 6. If I keep strutting about the place, he'll realise I'm not foppish old Soak Everard.
Surely that can't be a bad thing. Flora Margie Parksewick might even back down once he realizes the Time Weasels are closing in.
If he knows for certain the Time Weasels are involved, Advic, do you think he'll bother maintaining his humanoid disguise and simply carry on butlering? More likely, he'd take the cue to revert to his old self and tear everything and everyone here into tiny shreds.
Yes. I can see where that might cause the most frightful stink.
Which means it's up to you to get the ring on him. Look, here it is, take it. But remember, if you fail, everyone on this planet will be endangered.
No pressure then. Doctor, get into position. Play dead.
Everard, my heavens, Miss Refractor, whatever is the matter? No, you needn't tell me. It could only be the shock of our betrothal being broken.
I think it's just the weather. A bit too hot on that dress collar. Way too tight.
You are so sweet to pretend thusly, Miss Refractor, but I can plainly see my darling's concern for me, for us, written large across his noble temples. Would that society and propriety allowed me to clasp you unto my bosom and waken you from your faint...
Don't let anything stop you, baby.
Euphemia, Plantagenet Begonia Philofax! What is the meaning of this closeness you are displaying to this man, whom only minutes ago we surmised lay far beneath you?
Chance would be a fine thing.
Shut up, you're unconscious!
If my Everard wishes to lay beneath me, then that is where he shall lie, dearest auntie. See? He stirs from his swoon due to the nearness of I.
I very much doubt that, my innocent niece. More likely he has slept away a portion of his shameful alcoholic slumber and mutters in his intoxicated dreams.
Perhaps it would be best if we stop crowding Mr. Weaslington. It's rather stuffy, and I don't think having a lot of people fussing about his parsonage is going to help. Lady Wokingham, could you fetch me a damp rag for his forehead?
A damp rag? Do you take me for a common charwoman?
I say, Everard, what's going on in here? Heard the raised voices and thought a party had spontaneously broken out, eh? He looks an odd colour. Maybe we'd better crack open the brandy.
I believe, Mr. Mongoose, that there has been sufficient licentious behaviour for one afternoon.
Auntie, please, brandy is not a base spirit like gin or whiskey, but one which can be most efficacious in the restoration of addled wits. I shall ring for Jenkins.
That's the ticket! Soon have you back on your pins, Everard.
What is this unseemly commotion? Has my uncle been taken ill?
A little, yes. We've called for a restorative.
What a wonderful idea. I'm sure we could all do with a restorative draught. What has become a most vexatious afternoon?
I still question the legitimacy of this recourse, given Mr. Weaslington's reputation.
Auntie, how can you speak thusly of my darling Everard at a time like this? Where is your sense of Christian compassion?
I can assure you, Euphemia, it is alive and well, but compassion can only be offered when the individual is deserving. I doubt Mr. Weaslington represents a fit recipient.
Where is that blasted butler? He's taking forever.
Mr. Mongoose, Jenkins is quite elderly. We must make exceptions in our expectations.
New rang, ladies, gentlemen.
Be a good man and fetch Mr. Weaslington's brandy. I'm afraid he's come over rather queer.
Naturally. Now you're all gathered, I shall bring something resplendent for you all.
Jenkins, before you depart, could I just check something with you in the hallway? A most critical, if domestically important matter, if you will excuse us, ladies and gentlemen.
Naturally, Miss Refractor, but I must not tarry long. I need to arrange matters for Mr. Weaslington's guests.
Indeed, but first I was curious as to the provenance of that ring on your left hand. Does it indicate your martial background? Might I see it up close for a moment?
My ring, miss? Certainly, although I do not know why you would wish...
Poor Jenkins, your hands are shaking so. Here, let me hold them for you for a moment.
Miss Refractor, what have you put on my finger? No. No! You have condemned me to the screaming void! Who? What are you, Miss Refractor?
Edwig Goose, FBI, Agent of the Tameezles! That sounds rather splendid, and I say it aloud. So long, monster! Yes. Jenkins will be a few minutes, everyone. Now, allow me to check Mr. Weaslington. I do have a basic nurse's training, and... You can stop faking, Doctor. Jenkins is gone for good.
Is spiffing. Why, I say, folks, I suddenly feel as fit as a flea at a fair in February.
Everard, you're awake.
Uncle! Oh, dearest uncle!
Well played through, old man. Guess we'll have a snifter to celebrate.
Young man, while I still retain my reservations about your character, it seems your household, friends, and my niece all hold you in the very highest of esteem. If henceforth you promise to improve upon your social conduct, I may possibly see my way to approving of your nuptials with Miss Philofax.
Thank you, Auntie. Everard, this means tonight's debutante ball can double as our engagement announcement party.
Yes! Oh, yes. And nothing could make my night more splendid.
Yes, 1,000 times yes to all of that. Especially the brandy. But firstly, I need to speak briefly with Miss Refractor in the hallway about tonight's travel arrangements.
Now, we must make some plans as to our...
Assume this means the Tin Weasel will send us back to the Weasleys now?
Too right.
I was thinking something...
Come on, you guys, get on with it. There we go.
You know, Dr. Weasel, I'm going to miss the flocks.
Color me shocked. As for me, I mean, it's nice having been Everard Weaslington, but I've missed being myself. Yes, Avvik, at last, I finally realized the importance of being Weasel.
As the Time Weasels transduct Avvik and the Doctor through time and space back to the Weasleys, we bid them and the Victorian Age a fond farewell. But have no fear, Weaselites, this is not the end, because the Ermine Traveller and Chum will be back before you know it in Dr. Weasel and the Zoogon Incursion. Dr. Weasel is a Weasel Telly Audio Enterprise production, this time featuring Randolph Weasling as Dr. Weasel, Covington Goose as Avvik Goose, the lovely Lulu Miller as Miss Orpington, the delightful Paul Harrington as Digby Mongoose, the splendid Melissa Stanton as Miss Euphemia Philofax, and the utterly titillating Simon Hart as Lady Wokingham.